Have you ever struggled with fear? Hi, I'm Heidi St. John, and today I want to talk to you for just a few minutes about the story of Esther. Some of you may have already heard the story. Esther enters the Bible and enters history during the reign of King Xerxes, when the Persian Empire was at its peak. And Esther's challenge was to serve God in challenging circumstances. Now, Esther knew, as well as all the other women who were being considered to be the wife of King Xerxes, that Xerxes was a fearful man and he had a lot of power. And the overwhelming temptation, I believe, for Esther would have been to be full of fear. Esther had to deal with her fear of the king. His track record wasn't very good. Vashti had come up against him, although I have to say, I mean, my hat's off to the guy. He could have killed her and he didn't. But the Bible mentions two specific types of fear. The first type is beneficial and is to be encouraged. That's the fear of God. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The second type of fear is detrimental, and it's the kind that we need to overcome. It is the fear of man. The first type of fear brings with it blessings and benefits. It's the beginning of wisdom, and it leads us to understanding. In Psalm 111:10, we read that that wisdom and our faith in the Lord lead us to understanding. The Bible says in Proverbs that only fools despise wisdom and discipline, and that the fear of the Lord leads to life, rest, peace, and contentment in Proverbs 19:23. Proverbs 14:27 says it is the fountain of life, and it provides a security and a place of safety for us. We can see how fearing God should be encouraged. But the second type of fear is mentioned in the Bible, and it's not beneficial at all. This is the spirit of fear that's mentioned in 2 Timothy 1:7, where we read, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." A spirit of fearfulness and timidity does not come from God. If you're wrestling with the fear of man today, ask the Lord to take it from you. And as we learn more about Esther this week, you'll discover that as you give your fears over to the Lord, He can replace those fears with faith. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.